slips, might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all the shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are...
With it, not everything in this world has to be beautiful for you to fall in love with it. Because look at that lesbian on the internet. Look at that lesbian on the internet. She's not exactly beautiful. Not exactly beautiful, but she's beautiful. Except to look at love.
So often forgotten. Pride. Nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it.
Thank you for holding.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
I haven't got any warts on me. But I haven't got any warts on me.
That is good point, mother darling. I never had that split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
I'm going to leave.
That's good.
I'm going to leave this place very soon. And all the stuff that goes with it.
I never had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
I haven't got any warts. This is the best thing to wear for today. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt, and then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Okay.
I have to think these things up. you know.
So today is the 50th anniversary of one of my favorite musicals in the whole wide world. And I'm not going to leave it for you to guess.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose!
I haven't got any awards on me.
Oh, you ain't. And boys, I got it. You like it?
Yes.
Well, I got it.
This isn't no Patti LuPone crying
Some
bullshit.
Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it and this people's spreading it around. You've had it.
I never had any split personality. I'm a hell of a pepper. It's southern.
Hello, everybody. My name's Rose. What's yours?
I haven't got any warts.
How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Hold your hats and hallelujah. Mama's gonna show it to
tremendous.
You.
Tremendous.
Comes Mama. Mama's talking loud. Mama's doing fine. Mama's getting hot. Mama's going
Colostomy
strong.
Bag.
Mama's moving
Fatty.
On.
Mama's Stella's.
All alone. Mama doesn't care. Mama's letting
Just
loose.
Other things.
Mama's got
stuff
the stuff.
Things.
Mama's letting go. Mama. Mama's got
I'll
the stuff.
I'll call you in a sex club, Rush. We're celebrating gypsies.
Mama's gotta let go.
I haven't got any warts
that
on me.
That isn't the point, Mother, darling.
Oh.
Pay Why first. Did I do it? Why did it get me?
You see, that's what is so often forgotten.
Full of me in the background.
Pride.
Give them love and why does it get you? Why does it get you? What
pride.
Because each of them leaves you.
It's pride.
All your life, and why does it get you? Thanks a lot. Out with the garbage. They take vows, and you're batting zero.
Pride.
I had a dream.
I dreamed it for you, June.
And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rosalie?
Well, I hope you're going to get right with this name.
Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's going to be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway.
Runway.
Now I bet a thousand this time, boys, I'm taking the vows.
Hey. Patti LuPone sucks. Fuck Patti LuPone.
Everything's coming up roses this time for me. For me.
I haven't got any warts on me.
Sorry, I screwed that up. Oh well, theme song time.
Warts on me.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be footage. You ever see such an ugly face? Oh, God.
Cheryl, I just played that little business about you being
so ugly.
Hold on. I forgot to echo. That woman is so ugly. You know who they're talking about, Cheryl? You. Now, let
You're
me ask you
a.
Let me ask you a question before you start going off on me. If you're supposedly 25, or as the Spanish say, 25 años, how is it that Mrs. Beale was talking about you in 1972?
She wasn't talking about me.
Right.
She was talking about one dude, Winston.
No, she wasn't. She didn't say nothing about no blue panties. Here, let's listen again.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. Did you ever see such an ugly face? Oh, God.
She said, and I quote, "That woman is so ugly. Yet, did you ever see such an ugly face? Woman's supposed to be pretty." Now, who else could that be but you, Cheryl Perlapsed? What? I'm listening.
I ain't ugly. I'm very beautiful. I'm young. I'm 25.
Right.
3/4 of a lung.
Oh, we're back to the lung.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's coming up. Pro lips. Everything's...
I hate.
So there were some things to talk about. As usual, I forgot most of them. I wanted to tell you, though, Cheryl, I have an idea. I was at dinner.
Why does everything end in AIDS?
I don't know. Ask Auntie Vera. What? She's so quick-witted. Listen, Ralch. Oh, I got a page. Oh, it's from John Pades. Girl, what's the Earl? Go to Twitter, you dumb bitch, or Facebook. I haven't got time for this shit. What's the Earl? Didn't I tweet this?
Yes.
I got to answer her fucking shit. Face. Book. Christ. God damn it. Facebook isn't even in my goddamn phone's vocabulary. Facebook. I want to talk to you about this colostomy idea I had. So, Cheryl, listen. Listen, Cheryl. So, you know, they're having this convention this year. Well, they have it every year, but this weekend, called IML.
International
Men in Lethra. Of course, they don't put the... Women in Lethra. Women, of course. No women are allowed. Well, that's not true, but only fat ugly ones.
I'm taking it that you're going to this again.
No. Well, yes, actually, I don't normally go, but I had an idea because I was having dinner with these idiots, as usual. And one of them was talking about how he was going to go to this IML. And this girl said, oh, so do you have an outfit to wear? He said, oh, yeah, I have leather, I have chaps, I have the whole business. But I only wear that to parties at night. When I go to the market, I just wear jeans and a T-shirt. And you know what I said, Cheryl? I said, you know what? I got an idea. I'm going to wear my colostomy bag to IML. How about that?
You know what? You'd say that. You'd say great.
Yeah? I think so. Mm-hmm. And I think this person was a little offended, Cheryl. I think he thought
just wore your rose, your best rose.
Well, that's funny because it's Rose's turn. That's why I played the gypsy theme. It's the 50th anniversary of the rose.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I think there will be a live showing of Rose, Anal Rose, that is.
Anal Rose, and what does it get me? All this goatsy, what does it get me? Big fat asshole, big wide dinner plate. What does it get me? Oh, prolapsed anus. I prolapsed for you, Rilch. You're ugly as hell.
Honey,
Cheryl.
I just watched that Dumplings movie, A++.
Wait a second, how did you see Dumplings?
I sent you a fucking email. You read your email.
Girl,
listen,
I upgraded to this 10.5.7 and I can't get no email with this shit.
Okay, thank you to Jamie for finding this on the Netflix Instant Watch. It is on there, available for you to watch instantly.
And where? And, where is it?
Netflix.
I have to buy Netflix to get the dumplings?
Well, that's how I watched it.
I don't have a Netflix. I'm unemployed, you damn whore.
Well, then maybe someone will buy it for you, because otherwise you can't watch it. There ain't no torrents.
I can't get a free trial, pourquoi? The thing is, I already have done that several times, and they don't allow it no more.
Well, as I was saying, maybe someone would donate a free month of Netflix to you. So you can watch the abortions dumplings. Amazing, delicious. Very graphic, great sound effects.
You know what got me interested in doing this show?
Yes.
I was walking Trotsky, and a girl had a dog who was trying to play with the Trotsky. Instead, the dog jumped on me, and she hit me in the blips.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The dog jumped on my lips, Cheryl.
Sure. Did it?
It hurt my lips.
How much did it hurt?
A lot.
Did it hit your...
My lips.
Which part?
All up in there. The part that hurt. My lips. Black lips.
Black?
Mm-hmm.
Black
so tell lips. Me more about... Now, there was I tried to take a picture of this fatty at Stella's. She was all dressed up in denim and she had a rosy hair, but I was eating a milkshake and some buffalo chicken. And, well, I took the picture. I'm looking at it now on the Flickr because, you know, I sent her right to the Flickr. You can't really see her good, this fatty. Go to flickr.com/yeastradio. Can you see her? She's got a pretty bow in her hair. She's very obese, Cheryl. Very obese. Can you see it?
Hold on.
Flickr.com slash yeast radio. Go there now.
No, fine.
What is it?
One in 12 people have hepatitis C. That's true.
Yes, the hepatitis is terrible.
It looks very nice.
Do you see the lady?
Who's the man in the hack?
That's somebody. I don't know, somebody who just happened to be sitting there. Actually, the best picture is probably the one number 13 there. I bet if we zoom in on it, you can see some of her obesity.
Now, what was wrong with her?
She's huge.
She's aggressively obese.
Look at the bow, the little, she has like a scrunchy flower tuck in her hair. Can you see the BC in the tattoo?
Excuse me?
Can you see the BC and the tattoo?
Sure. Now click on the link I just put in the program.
Oh, the program. Okay, let me find this thing.
It's a screen cap from the movie.
Oh, God, it's going to be Wanda again, isn't it? Everything you send me is Wanda and panties.
You need to turn off censoring. Thank you.
Hold on. Where's the...
Thank you for holding.
If Fandy Melton would be on, or Bootha Stock Come and Start, or whatever her name is. Bunquisha McJay. Where did my thing go? I didn't even find it on the stream no more.
Oh, my God.
Now I gotta go. I can't even see the chat room anymore. Hold on. Hold on. Don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me, you bitch. All right.
Bitch.
Oh, now I'm getting an echo with myself. What am I talking about, Cheryl? What are we doing? Oh, sketch. The sketch? Oh, that's wonderful. Are those little boardies?
Just cutting them up to make some dumplings.
That's great, Cheryl. That is... Is that not a good movie for you or what?
It is perfect. Perfect. Woo-woo, racy.
Is it subtitled in Chinese?
Yes. No, it's subtitled in English.
That's what I meant. Now, Cheryl, did you get any ideas? Did they do anything that you haven't yet done with your
abortus? I never made no dumplings. Maybe that's why I'm so young, because I've been eating the dumplings.
You say you didn't eat no dumplings? That's a double negative. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen.
Yeah?
The point is just this.
What's the point on AIDS?
Sometimes you've got to eat the dumplings.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's delicious.
Right.
Nutritious.
Right.
And it made me very young.
Right.
Listen.
I am only listening to you.
Queen, it's just this.
They look like gummy fetuses, though, to me. Gummy.
I know.
Did somebody turn off
sometimes you wear cooking panties to make abortion dumplings. So true.
True that.
Colored purple.
Let's see. Censor off. Censor.
Colored purple.
I was watching this. How do I describe this without having a problem? Well, okay, so Speaking of the colored purple.
Okay, so right.
I have to speak about the colored purple. I was working at the chocolate factory for free. And there was a scene in the chocolate factory where they was doing some sex with chocolate, right?
Okay, so they were
yeah,
one N word.
Uh-huh. And the scene said as like something like they's putting a condom on to have sex with the chocolate. Oh, this is not working out well. Do not use the TP word.
Dorm room.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Oh.
Can I just tell the story? And the one takes a condom out, ready to put it on his his Hershey bar. Oh, no, this is really bad sounding.
You ain't very good at things.
He takes the condom out, and it's a purple condom, and he goes, when I see the color purple, it just makes me feel all pretty inside. And then he put on.
Didn't.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
Seriously.
I showed you some of the lips from that earlier today, from the chocolate.
It's some of the lips.
I did too. I showed you some of the labeling on the chocolate bars that they put
there. Oh, that's not a lip.
In Pennsylvania. It's close enough to a lips. John P.
Fools.
John lips. P., do you want me to call you on the program?
Yes, yes, yes.
Should we call him her it? Let's call him her it. Now, remember, we're live, John, so don't say anything nasty.
Don't say anything about the H1N word porn.
And don't ruin my anonymity about the world of H1N word. That's right.
That's what she said.
Add to conference. H1N word is... Oh, no, I can't say that anymore. The last word.
Well, hello.
Hello. How are you, Aunt AIDS?
I'm good.
I thought you was going out to get you some Mexican food tonight.
And by making me Mexican cork with cheese. Cheese, Mexican cheese.
Portobello mushrooms.
All the restaurants were closed, so
okay.
I came home.
Okay. Okay.
You need to get up and close that closet door. It looks filthy in there.
It does.
It's just a closet door. There is not. It's totally clean.
Is it off the track? Because I'll come over there.
It's not off the track. It's fine. God damn it.
Oh my.
God, you're all cunts.
What's your show?
You're all cunts.
I said, is there pee on your new floor?
No, there is no pee on the floor.
I just saw
H1N.
I saw something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Student discount.
I'm going to be like Martha getting all that insider information. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, there was one time that I was with the H1N word doom.
Yeah.
And I got fucked open. It wasn't even funny. I got the poops fucked out of me, literally. I was getting fucked out of this man. And he was so dork. Ooh, honey, I couldn't see him. It was dark in my room. And all of a sudden, I felt this thing going towards me. And then the poop came out all over it. I didn't even see it on him. All I could do was smell it.
She's nasty.
You know what? Somebody's complaining that I didn't wear enough makeup today. Well, you know what? I'm a lesbian, and I shouldn't have to wear makeup all the time. And I don't know what the fuck. You got to understand that for a long time I was being paid to do this shit. Well, I ain't getting paid no more. Well, okay, from donations. But yeah. But the point is just this. I don't give a fuck. So get over it. You don't like it, you're going to leave. I don't care. It's just a program. Get fucked. Goodbye.
My God, Madge, you're such a lady.
Racist, sir.
He wasn't complaining. He was just shocked. Well, I don't like people with back hair. Frankly, I think it's disgusting.
Red back hair. That's even
worse. I don't mind it.
Disgusting.
It's IML weekend. You have to embrace the back hair.
Well, you know, I'm wearing a colostomy bag for IML, and that's where I draw the line. Just after colostomy bags. with poopy.
Well,
and blood.
You heard that Saturday night, my twin sister Chatel Yamore is coming to host that party.
The white trash bingo party. I heard about it. I'm going to be there.
I'm thinking I might have to take her down to the IML festivities the party.
You know you can't do that. She'll get raped. She'll get brutally
raped. Honey.
The point is that your chinless friend is probably going to be there. So I definitely think you should go.
He's got a one-up in the colostomy.
Who's the chinless friend?
Never mind.
Honey.
You ain't gonna go there. All right, I'm gonna close
Cheryl.
The closet door. Talk to each other. I'm gonna go close the closet door because I don't want this.
Cheryl, I miss you. It's not the same.
I don't get to
talk every day.
Hold on a sec.
Well, I know. I'm imagine so busy now.
I know. Madge is so busy, and I work the teen pregnancy hotline full time now. So, you know.
Hey, I'm busy working for free for Willy Wonka.
That's your new name, Madge, is Wonka.
So, I'm very proud of you for not quitting your job as soon as you are. That's it. It says it's true, you know. I don't know, not completely insane. Well, I think that's real good. I'm sad that we're not able to have a government takeout party.
Government cheese in the projects?
I will say it's a record because tomorrow will be 3 weeks I've been there and I haven't walked out.
Wow.
That's amazing.
They must be respecting you.
Okay.
I know, I'm very...
too.
What?
I did make the
drivers
where you work. Where you'd be working. What kind of work you'd be doing.
Where do I work?
Yeah, because I wouldn't tell her nothing.
Travel and leisure.
Zillafex said to me, "Hey, bloated lesbian, take the Stomy bag to lunch and eat it." Hey, bloated lesbian, child raper. I ain't no child raper. Zillafex is drunk did again. She drunk.
People are weird. Was that on a personal note? Because I didn't see it come up
in the chat.
It's
on Twitter. It's the social stream. I don't understand how it works. I really don't.
I don't understand Twitter at all. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Bicycle Mark, I haven't listened to this hot show in a long time. I'm resubscribing both because I should and because I'm going through Madge withdrawals.
Listen, Twitter is for a bunch of young, horny gay men
who
like to talk about how they use PhotoSwap, how they parse their BMWs, how they're looking for real estate in California,
and
how they make over $100,000 a year,
and what are you
how
forgetting?
They buy bicycles.
No, you're missing something.
Over $2,000.
You're missing something very important and very blue.
Blue.
Fucking panties.
Oh, how they like to share their blue panty pictures while they're cooking their food with all the people in the world on an unprotected account on the Twitter. Now, most of these were not Wanda Wisdom who I was referring to, but...
Wanda Wisdom was wearing cookie panties on the Twitter, and she showed us all about her bulls.
Yeah.
Her newest profile picture, I mean, you can basically see her balls.
Is that the one with the bananist?
Yes.
The nanny.
Hey, Madge.
Yeah, what?
By the way, I forgot to ask you, can Chitaya borrow a bra? I told her she has to wear a bra to host this event, and she ain't got no bra.
I have exactly one bra. It has never been washed. The one that's pink.
That'd be perfect.
I mean, sure you could. Oh, you really should buy one at the Walgreens.
Do they sell bras at the Walgreens?
Yes, of course they do. What do you know about anything? You don't know anything about how it is to be a woman. That's what it is about women.
No.
You don't know nothing.
That's why I asked the lesbian. Not that lesbians like to wear bras.
Pride.
Yeah.
I haven't got any warts.
That isn't the point, mother dog.
That was uncomfortable.
I was playing Grey Gardens.
I haven't got any warts.
What?
Do you ever find yourself remaining friends with people so that you can torture yourself?
Often.
I keep doing that with Twitter. There's these people that I'm following that drive me absolutely insane, and I'm going to keep following them.
I run into people on the street, literally, and they say, hey, how come you didn't poke me back? I'm not even joking. Now, Cheryl, I remembered another story to tell you. So I was walking down on the way to Stella's where I saw that fatty. Sometimes John P. goes to Stella's today, but he was doing laundry with Mexicans. So anyway, so I was walking on my way to this place called Stellard's, and I saw this girl running, and she had shit all over. I thought, what happened? It looked like she had shit all over. She was running and reminded me of Griselda. No, it wasn't. Oh, God, Cheryl. Cheryl, what am I going to do with you? No, she wasn't black. She had spots of mud all over her. And I was staring at her and kind of giggling because I thought she must have just got smacked by a truck. Now, then I looked from behind as she ran past me, and I saw she had the spots everywhere, and I realized they were birthmarks all over her body. But she was wearing a bikini and running. It was so gross, Cheryl.
Are you smoking crack?
No, I don't smoke, no cracked. But I did have a milkshake. I had a chocolate malt. She wasn't wearing blue pants.
I've got a huge bruise knot on my leg just in time to IML. Everyone's going to think I'm into something kinky.
Girl.
I was getting the office all John P-ified where, you know, I had to clean and organize and throw everything out. Mm-hmm. And I loaded up the dumpster with everything in that office. Just dumping. I was like, fuck it, dump it. Dumping. That thing lost its balance and fell on my leg.
What fell on your leg?
A dumpster. One of those little mini push-around dumpsters.
What do you mean?
Fell on my leg. Pinned me down. Fell on my leg.
Trash attack?
And that... All across, it was a trash attack. I got attacked by the trash.
Wow.
It's horrible. And now it's like the size of a grapefruit. My leg's all swollen and
bruised.
That's
perfect for white trash bingo, I think.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
Maybe I can walk out. Maybe I can get disability now. I should file a claim.
Just get AIDS and let your T cells get real low. I was at the Caribou, Cheryl. Did I tell you this? I was at the Caribou Coffee, and I overheard these queens talking to each other, and this one was saying, yeah, I'm going off my meds so that I can get my T cells down low enough to have full-blown AIDS and go on disability. People are fucking nuts.
I think we found the next guest to your next show.
I did that years ago when I was 24. I went off my...
Wait, you are 25, I thought.
Oh, I met them 15. I had feline AIDS. They got cured. I also had feline leukemia.
You had feline stupidity, I think, really. It's mostly what you had.
Listen, it's kind of like take flu.
Stupid question.
The first person that it spread to. Cat to human.
What were you doing to the kitty cat? Eating an ant?
Well, I have this condition. I think it's called, what's it called?
Pussy eating?
No, you put a lump in your neck. And
a lumpectomy.
Not a girdle.
A girdle.
No. My neck. My back. My crack.
Right, I'm just now looking at the chat room. I missed all this.
I had a goiter.
I didn't realize the Zillard fag is in the chat room, too. I'm behind. All right.
Who's Zilla Fag?
He's this drunk mess from Columbus, Ohio. He has a podcast, too.
Will you eat out my goiter?
Huh?
Will you eat out my goiter?
Somebody wrote gerbil spillover. gerbil?
Girdle still over.
Oh, I thought it was gerbil. I thought they were
Wasabi Bay. Oh, it's an Asian.
No, is it? The Chimera?
No. See, no Asian.
I think I pressed something bad on my thing here. I'm playing this YouTube thing. Sister Willie Ruth
Chilton. Oh, yes.
Okay. Up here, baby. Here.
I'm playing it. Oh, no, I don't like this.
This is Sister Willie Ruth.
I don't like that. I just don't think it's good. I just don't think it's good. I watched that. It's just
what was it?
It's the sister. It's just too over the top, even for me. Now, there was something.
Like, she's cleaning poop.
But she's cleaning the chitterlings. It's just not funny. It's just too over the top racist. It's just like, it's not funny. Now, there was. What's some other stuff that was on your layups? Layest? Your layest.
Matt, how's the Caribbean?
I haven't been there. I've been busy. I've been busy.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
I've been busy not working at the chocolate factory.
Oh, God.
With Charlie.
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Yeah, Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. Oh, that's right.
Really?
All right, Miss Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Grieg. I know all about it and how to play it internationally.
Did you see that video of Andy Melton?
I am sick of Andy Melton. I don't know who he is. I only know Schrock, Bella Mortenstein, and Declan Channing.
Well, there's a video.
I wanted to tell you more funny things because it's been 10 days at least since I did a program and I can't think of anything. But I know I did stuff. Wait, Cheryl, this says this video may contain inappropriate content.
Well,
Willy Wonka.
It better have words for the audience to enjoy. Oh, that one. Oh, the legs where she's squishing things. She's squishing a chicken breast with her fat edema legs. This is disgusting.
Did you see the other one where she's squishing cell phones?
Yes, where she's stepping on all them phones. I've seen that. That's disgusting. What is she stepping on in this? Is that a portobello mushroom or what? Or is it a chicken breast?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's funny because ironically, I happen to be working my feet with a foot massager right now. Can you hear the squeaking? Yeah, I'm squeaking it out.
That smells delicious.
Keep squeak on.
So what do we have now? Oh, Big Edie's there. She ain't got any warts on her.
I ain't got any warts on me. I still haven't gotten those discs.
I gave it to, what's his name? The bold one.
Oh, Sue.
Yes. I don't see why I need to give you... I gave her three different discs. Three different discs. Surely you can share them, can't you?
I'm got
Sue Nami. She had to change her name because it was a little offensive before. Her previous name was Katrina DeBruy.
I haven't got any warts on me.
That isn't the point, Mother Doll.
No, her previous name was... it was Tsunami, and there was another name she had.
She's had many names, but that's what
Connie
happens
Lingus.
When you...
She was Connie Lingus.
Connie Lingus.
I haven't got any warts on me.
The point, Mother Dog.
Names lately.
Fried.
Like Diana King.
Nobody takes that.
And lymphoma.
Your face is so ugly. Your face is so ugly. Your face is so ugly. Look at that.
Cancer.
Who's supposed to be pretty?
Diana King. Oh,
God. She and Marjorie.
And Rock Cotton.
Girdle.
I
thank you for holding.
What about Matt? Is that a name?
Crystal.
What
meth.
Was that?
That's is that a name?
Cheryl, did they do the crystals meth where you live?
Honey, they do it everywhere.
Do you have a meth kitchen?
Yeah.
Do I? Of course I do. It's a meth.
Do you clean your meth kitchen often?
It's a
little.
What do you clean a meth kitchen with? I mean, surely you can't use household cleaners.
Vinyl. Children.
Children.
I mean, children clean it with bleach and...
I want a golden goose!
Toilet bowl cleaner works real good.
I want a golden goose!
Motel 6. We don't have a Motel 6 here. We have the Hotel Chateau.
Have you ever filled your vagina with toilet bowl cleaner? It feels amazing. I like the kind that has Teflon. Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
It's teflon. It works great on the vagina. It keeps the poop out. So when you get poop in your toilet, it just slides right out.
I feel so ethical knowing that my company's paying my cell phone bill now.
Listen, if you're controlling your ejaculate for a minute or two,
if you use a brush in your vagina, it feels so really nice.
If she is not
sick. Out.
Now this phase is a normal phase of emotional development.
Miss Winters chicken.
What about Miss Winters?
What is this?
Now, who's that? What's that? I hear...
Cheryl, is it too late to call Ms. Winters? Let's call Ms. Winters Chicken and Biscuit on the phone. You want it?
To call
you really?
Let's call Ms. Winters.
Oh, we could. Oh, my, isn't it? It's real special.
Oh, it's Mrs. Winters.
Winters.
That what's her name? What's the lady's name with the sex program?
Alexis. Mother?
That Alexis Tyler, she sure don't know how to pronounce things real good. She kept saying Ms. Winters.
It's Jamie.
Mrs. Winters. Mrs. Winters. Oh, that's true. It's Jamie. Let's look at one right in downtown Nashville. Here. Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You think they still open? Let's call Ms. Winters.
Let's call. What are we going to ask?
Cheryl will do the talking. She's the liaison with Ms. Winters.
Oh, you know what, Cheryl? You know what, Cheryl? You should ask them. You should ask them, get it mixed up with KFC, and ask them if you can use your Oprah coupon for a free meal.
They accept. I want to make sure that before I come in, that they accept my coupon.
Okay, I'm calling them, adding... calling Ms. Winters. Quiet on the set. Calling Ms. Winters. Uh-oh. Shit, it just crashed. God damn it. Ms. Winters crashed my Skype. Ms. Winters crashed my Skype, people out there. It's still blasting. God damn it. These fucking bitches are going to think I hung up on them. It's Ms. Winters' fault. God damn it. Let's see, John. The real name. Forget her real name. That goddamn thing, the fucking Ms. Winters broke my Skypes. Let me get the other one online.
Sweet tea, chicken tetrazzini.
Yeah, ask if they have sweet tea. Winters. Now, Ms. Winters, don't be breaking it again. Okay, quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Hello? That's a fax machine. That ain't Ms. Winters.
Whoa, Ms. Winters accepts faxes.
One moment, we gotta find a different one. That's bullshit. Why do they give us a fax machine? I don't want no damn fax machine. Nashville, Tennessee.
Send your fax now.
Oh, God. Can somebody give me a really
this
good...
This program is brought to you by Mrs. Winters.
Ms. Winters. I mean,
you eat her chicken out and you go broke.
Right, that's it.
Right back for...
Let's see. I'm trying to call one in a big city, but apparently there aren't... Oh, there's a big city. We'll call... I need one in Atlanta, Macon, Georgia. Now, that's a busy place, because that's...
Jamie just gave you one, Nate.
Where's the Jamie on my program list? How doing? How doing? Let me get us. How doing? Let's see.
615.
Okay, yeah, 615. This better not be no goddamn fix. Wait a second. Let's say, how do we call Ms. Winters twice? Add a contact, Ms. Winters. We'll call this one Ms. Winters twice. Winters twice. I think, though, is this the same goddamn number? No, it's a different number. Good. That's good.
Winner.
Okay, winners twice. This is called win. Where did John P. go?
Chicken Tetrazzini.
Where did John P. go? Did he hang up? I didn't hang up on you. Damn it. These winners suck.
How can the chicken touch not be open?
They don't even have an answer machine with these winners. Let's see if
calls. Give you another number, Nate.
I can't be bothered with all these numbers. Just give me one that works. We're trying
How
to
am I back
winners.
On?
What? I called
How
you.
How am I back on?
I called you.
Oh,
God, you sound like Andy Vera Charles. You're so dumb.
I'm eating cherry pie.
Yeah, mates.
Mm.
I had a milkshake today. It was so good, but then I got all giddy and weird again. And then
did you have a blowout after that?
No, I went to this place. You know, it's a place where we talk about Seattle Sutton. And it was
therapy.
And it was in a chapel, and they had all these penises. I said, "What's with Jesus and penises everywhere?"
So Jesus gets hoard real easily.
Mm. Well, they had these pews, and I said, "Pew." Actually, I didn't. All right, winners thrice. This better work, J-Maids. I'm going to be real pissed. Okay, let's add this. This is winners thrice. Thrice, or else I don't want to call an Australia game. Quiet on the set. Ms. Winners, come on. Chicken, I don't think Ms. Winners be open. Be open? Ms. Winners. Oh, God, they don't even have any answering machines. I mean, what, they still have dial phones? What do you call them things? What do you call them things? What?
Rotary.
I know, John, I wanted you to tell that story about your sister's graduation.
Ring, 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 ring,
no.
Ring, ring.
Why not? Why can't you? You're anonymous on this program.
No, I'm not. It's horrible.
Why can't you tell the stories?
It was a horrible story. I don't want to perpetuate it anymore. Okay, I'll tell it. Okay.
Thanks.
I was at my sister's graduation last weekend. Sorry, I got a mouthful of food.
Okay.
It's down by Springfield, and I always forget, like, how hillbilly racist it is down there.
Right.
Because we live up here, and you know, so whatever.
Wait,
so
we're urban
I go
racist.
Down. Right. And I'm sitting there with my family, and the commencement speaker gets up, and she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Gorgeous. Beautiful African-American woman.
Okay.
And she's the first judge in the district ever. First black judge in the
Pride.
District ever. So that tells you something about where I came from anyway.
Pride.
And she gets up and first of all, she delivered the most eloquent commencement speech. Everything else there was horribly boring.
Was she a proud woman?
Pride.
Oh yeah. She beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Pride.
Where
is the graduation needs?
In Decatur, Illinois.
You needn't get too specific for Rilch.
Not too specific.
Mance, did you tell me the story?
I did tell you the story. Now I
yeah.
want
to...
Okay, because I was just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay,
so
enough with your
really
Alzheimer's
crazy.
Disease.
So
let him tell the story.
So I'm sitting there, and she stands up, and she says, you know, thank you, and she goes to speak. And I'm in awe just because this woman's so beautiful anyway. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be good. And these people behind me say, F-ing N-word. Like, they just dropped the N-word. right there, like at a very fancy. My sister paid $100,000 for this freaking
for the N-word.
Education.
She paid $100,000 to get called the N-word.
She paid $100,000, and we got people behind us dropping the N-word. Can
never,
you flip and
never,
believe it?
Never.
Yes.
Never.
I was
never,
so mad. I was so
there
mad.
There was a match behind you.
Never confess. Don't.
Well,
ever,
no. And then the
confess.
Worst part was when I looked over to my mom and I said something because some guy's name I didn't understand. I said, "Who did they say?" And she goes, "I don't know, some towelhead." I'm like,
"Oh my God."
She, but that's not
things.
Racist because she wasn't talking to the. She wasn't talking about black people, so it's not racist.
I do terrific dances.
I don't understand people. I was floored. I was absolutely floored. I was shocked, and it disgusted me. I was really angry.
Somebody said my levels are bad and everyone else is good. Is that true?
You were a little low.
Oh. Well, too bad then.
Not too bad.
I
Excuse
said too
me?
Bad. I mean, like, too, that's a shame. Darn
Excuse
it.
Excuse me.
I think the problem
Excuse
is you're
me.
Too loud. The problems.
Excuse
is that better?
Maybe.
You, John, you laugh like a black woman, a proud black woman. How did you learn to do that? Do it again, please. Yeah, that's a silly. It's like you show us. Can you do the Sugar Avery line from Colored Purple, please?
The what?
That Sugar Avery line, you show is ugly with the laugh. Can you do that?
You show is ugly.
You laugh actually more like her when you're not doing it on purpose. You have a natural Sugar Avery, you show is ugly laugh. Can you tell Cheryl you show is ugly and laugh? Please address her as such.
You show is ugly.
Miss Murkowski, you show is ugly. I can't now.
It's
can't.
Like this. You show is ugly.
You need me to talk about the poop and mayonnaise?
Sure.
So you can
Yeah, talk about a poop and panty. Did you poop some panties?
Okay, I'm going to start using this stuff at work. I'm going to start telling when someone comes in and asks me to do something, go, excuse me.
You show is ugly.
You show is ugly.
I was wearing my purple cooking panty, and I had just made an omelet and 15 strips of bacon.
Were you using a spatula, honey?
I was going to pump and jump. And
pump and dump?
Jump.
Pump and jump at the gym and doing some stepping.
Oh,
dumping
me. Okay.
I was going to do a step class, and before I was able to leave, I pumped my vagina, literally with a penis pump. I like to make it real big, the lips, and I pumped, and then I dumped in my panty. And these are panties that are real tight. And they got a pouch in the front for my lips.
Jesus Christ.
And so my lips were filling the pouch.
Your lips?
And the poop. Mm-hmm. And they weren't, you know, I mean, the pouches are very large. Quite like them brand length shorts with that big pouch in them. Well, listen. They weren't completely, because my lips are big, but not that big. And by the time I was done dumping, it was so tight on me. And there was lips and poops spilling out all over the place.
Mm-mm.
Please tell me there was foam.
I didn't even know what to do. I mean, really, what do you do in that situation? I just went to the gym and did my step class and twittered the entire time. I'm stepping and pooping, poop sliding down my leg. You know, I got to keep it in the 140 characters. It's a mess. I did it.
Why didn't you just push it back in?
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
What, the poop?
Yeah, the
dude. Push it in your vagina.
Oh, I did, honey. But, you know, earlier I had done that toilet bowl cleaner with the Teflon, and it kept slipping out. I mean, my lips would slip out. I couldn't push them back in. The poop would slip out. having a little faith in, but...
maybe you should lay off the Teflon.
I know, I need to, but it stays in there for a few weeks.
Yeah, I hate Teflon. What is your spatula rubber or is it metal? What kind of pan you use?
Well,
no, she's talking about cleaning her ass with Teflon.
With kitchen panties? But she got her purple pooping panties on. Cooking panties.
They weren't purple anymore. They were a light purple at first. And then they turned a dark. At first, when you pee, because usually I'll pee first, and then I'll dump.
Pee and dump. That doesn't sound quite as nice.
First, they turned a dark purple, and then a darker purple. And then as I had an explosive diarrhea, it turned brown. It seeped through and drained through the panty, down my leg, onto the floor. And, you know, and then I kept cooking. I was making my lunch. I like to post pictures of my lunch on the Facebook. And I was making tacos. Chicken tacos with chicken boobies, and they were delicious. Delicious. Come on.
Look. You're a fucking weirdo.
Really?
Delicious. Excuse me.
You know what? I'm just trying to tell you about my day with the panties and cooking and pooping and stepping and jumping. And I mean, I'm a muscular woman.
Cheryl, I'm putting some nice chocolate lingo on the stream. You watching the stream?
Willy Wonka.
We're going to hang with these bitches.
With these bitches at the dorm. D-E-E-C-E. Cooking panty at the dorm.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Oh, can I say that? Sensors are out.
Yeah.
There was this one time that I was in
at
the
band
dorm
camp.
And these nice young African-Americans came over. And they was gonna finna gang bang me for this big gem I was shooting. But she playing the prawn.
Willy Wonka.
I ain't doing nothing. I ain't playing no prawn.
I ain't got no worth on me.
Cheryl, you were telling a story. Go ahead.
Well, I was getting gang-banged by the blacks. And
say
I
something.
Just...
What? Say something.
What is that?
Say something.
What are you talking... That was the laugh. There, that was the Sugar Avery laugh. Oh, look, I'm in watercolors. It's very simplistic.
So is ugly. Now I'm... Well...
You sure is
ugly!
Honey, the honest truth is that I prefer the blacks to an upset.
The what?
Because...
She likes the blacks, she said.
I'm not the cleanest woman, and I do not enjoy having to do any prep work at all. I'm going to, like you imagine, very lazy.
Yeah, you're like me. You're not that lazy, are you?
Yes, and so I don't like to have to prep my ass coont. Coont. Yes. I don't like to have to prep my ass coont. And so the point is that when they stick it in, and when they're all done, they don't even realize that there's poopy all over their dicks.
Right.
That's nice.
Well, it's that happens to John P. quite often, especially when he's got the teenage ninja duty.
Don't go there. Really? Just don't go there.
We've already went there.
I got clits and I got lips on the stream.
Okay.
What happened to you?
Layups.
John P.
Why, you don't hear her?
Come on, John P.
He told the story on my program.
I told the story on the program.
About eating poop.
Duty.
About eating poop.
Yeah.
No, about someone pooping on my sheet.
I'm putting on some makeup on virtual so people cannot complain.
What is that?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
John P., do you enjoy hanging out with Maggie's friend that likes to eat people's asses out and eat their poop?
I don't think so.
Hagatha.
Do you know Hagatha, John Paid?
You asked me one more question and I'm beating the shit out of you.
What?
She's nuts. God on a wheel.
Who's your friend that likes to eat poop?
David.
Oh.
Hagatha.
Do you David.
Know him? He's really looks like the Scarecrow. Have a little water, Scarecrow.
Oh, that narrows it down.
Come here, cutie.
Hey. Oh, listen. I got a clip of Cheryl on the street. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Do I look prettier
okay,
now?
Here we go. Here we go.
I got my hair on.
Oh, come here, cutie. Hey, come here. Oh.
What the fuck is that? Is that from dumplings?
I don't know what that is. I just found this call and it just went away.
Looked at
oh, Madge, you look much better with your glasses on.
And my
hair.
Pretty hair. I've done it.
It worse than me.
Do you see it, Cheryl, me? Do you see me?
Excuse me.
Do you see me on the stream?
Excuse me.
I got my makeup on. Do you
really?
Can you see me?
I remember Winky Dinks.
What's a Winky Dink? You mean Shrinky Dinks?
Shrinky Dinks. Yeah, you painted them and then you stuck them in the oven. Now let's stick Madge in the oven.
Oh, that would be an original for a Jew.
Yeah. Just listen to you say.
Oh my God!
You're
horrible.
You're the one that said it, Mary.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh my God!
Yes, you did.
In fact, I think you're the one that said the N-word at your sister's graduation.
I most certainly did not.
Oh. You know who would be very upset about that? My former boss.
Oh, yeah, mine Oprah. Too.
What about N-word?
He would be very upset about you saying the N-word.
Well, especially since she probably pooped her panties at her graduation.
For somebody who gave free chicken to the nation.
But Cheryl.
Not really. What?
I forgot. Seriously.
Really?
I did. It was
really?
Funny, though, maybe.
Well, it failed.
I got to get rid of this makeup. It's hurting my face.
Clit layups. I cut off my clit the other day, and I still have feeling. What?
Cut.
Man.
Cut.
Yes, what? Lipsy.
Have you ever poked your clitoris with a safety pin?
Many times, not really.
It's the only thing that makes me feel real.
All right, you cutter. Are you a borderline personality disorder?
Never.
Yeah, I think
on
so.
When I was little, I used to step on frogs.
Oh.
And what? I once stepped on a kitten. That's all I got to see. Lion leukemia.
Madge, your headlights took over the screen.
My lips.
One of my jobs back in the day was working at a vet. And you know how sometimes people will spend millions of dollars on their pets that are clearly beyond dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this family had this kitty that was, 19 years old, had the feline leukemia, had feline AIDS, had cataract, and had brain tumors. And they were treating it. They had spent $60,000. And meanwhile, they got three children with special needs, retarded children. Okay? Now, they spent all this money on this kitty. And I said, Honey, that ain't right. That ain't right. And you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I smothered it in my ass. I did. And then that's how I got the feline leukemia AIDS. And luckily, my immune system is amazing. It may have rejected part of the lung that was implanted inside of me back in the day. It beat the feline leukemia AIDS. It did now. I wasn't able to beat the pig flu. Part of my clitoris died. But luckily, it only involved more production of phlegm, which I used as lubricant. Amazing. I love phlegm lube. You know how they do in pornos? They use spit sometimes, don't you?
I wouldn't know anything about what they do in pornos.
I know you wouldn't.
Ew! Oh my God, I feel like I'm having a bad acid trip.
Yes.
Why?
Look at the screen.
It's done now, I think.
Screen?
No, then there was a delay.
How soon I get it forward?
You what?
Okay.
What?
I done forwarded.
Oh, now she's all crazy.
It stinks.
All right, girls, I gotta go to bed.
Good night, Joan Page. I gotta go to bed too. I got yogurts in the morning.
Oh, it was so good to see talk to you both.
Yes.
Look, there's Trotsky. Let's turn on
the. Maybe next time we can talk to Ms. Winner.
Hopefully. Here, let's look at Trotsky. Here, look at Trotsky first.
Oh, wait. Turn the screen back on, right?
Now I'm looking. You're going to look at Trotsky.
But we want to see Trotsky with the screen working right.
It
there
is.
You go.
Oh, now he's licking there herself. Trotsky, don't lick yourself. Look cute.
Hi, Trotsky. Oh, look.
Nunchkins.
Isn't she precious?
Hey.
He looks so cute. Lick your mouth.
We went swimming today. He went swimming in the ocean. It was amazing. He never did that before.
Lick your... Oh.
He went...
You know what? That dog is the cutest.
Thank you.
He went in the ocean, honey. You don't live on the ocean.
I meant the lake, Lipsy.
Oh, boy.
Cheryl, you know I used to hate that dog. And ever since it came home, it's been the perfect little creature.
Him. It's a he.
Has she been wearing diapers?
No, he just...
Not anymore.
He's good now. He's a good boy.
Oh, she looks like she's forward.
Oh, yeah.
That's her tail.
Look. Hi, baby.
Oh, that's a dick. There's a dick.
Ooh,
oh, look. Up, she's going to hump you.
I can't believe it. Somebody's dog bit me in the lips today. Or kicked me in
the lips. She's going to hump. She's going to hump.
No, she's not. She doesn't have a hoarding. He doesn't have a hoarding.
Love.
Stick it in. Stick it in mama's face. Put it in mama's. Mama's going to cover your lipstick. She's going to put the cap back on your lipstick.
Oh, look how cute.
Trotsky, go get your bear. Where's your bear? That's his boyfriend, his bear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all.
All right, John Pads.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Payne.
Bye.
Bye, penis. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's wrap it up, Cheryl.
Excuse me?
We're finna wrap it up because, you know, now that I'm working for free at the chocolate factory, I need to go to yoga very early at 7:30 in the morning so that I can play with my lips in the shower. God, what? I'm sure I had other stories to tell. This is really bothering me. I talked about the duty lady. I talked about the fatty at Stella's. I talked about the colostomy bag, but surely something happened. Come on, I must have told you stuff on the phone that I forgot to talk about. I was going to ask John. I forgot to ask him if they called out N-word Ferguson during the graduation.
NF.
Dun, 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 dun. What he didn't tell you. Well, we have another friend who graduated, and but the person reading the graduation names was Chinese, so you couldn't understand what he was saying. And he goes, "Wow!" And so John posted it on Twitter, on Facebook, a video of it, but all you hear is him laughing.
that in, right?
Don't say the N-word.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Let's see.
And I...
Yes? What? Something happened that was funny.
Thinking.
Edith Beale?
Crawling Knock. That ain't never funny.
It is funny.
I never...
Oops.
I've had a split personality.
I ain't got any lips on
it's
me.
It's southern.
What?
Cut them off. I ain't got any lips.
You don't have any warts?
Now, honey, did you watch Survival of Half Ton Teen?
No.
Did you?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't frankly care if he or she survives.
No, you, honey.
I will watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's very important because the black fatty is back.
Oh,
John Wayne and his mama.
John Wayne fatty?
Yes, and there's lots of good clips. Lots of good clips that you can use.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
His mom is, she's the same, right?
Mama's fatty?
Children. Mm-hmm. She's fat, too.
Okay.
She don't get no treatment.
Right.
And it's real good. And I also sent you, you should have a link to the Tyra Banks episode with Young Fatties.
Now, is she a panty pooper?
Who, Tyra Banks?
Uh-huh. Tyra Banks. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What in the Christ is this, Jamie? Is it from Half Ton Teen 2? Look at this. It's so funny. The Google ad for this TwitPic with Half Ton Teen on the toilet is luxury restroom trailer rentals. Oh, that's priceless. And it's huge person toilet trailers. MrJohn.com. Oh, Cheryl, you got to look at this. MrJohn.com.
What's that?
It's toilets for huge people in trailers. It's perfect for Schrock Bella Mortenstein. Go to the website. Temporary restrooms for huge people.
No.
It is.
What's it called?
Huge restroom fatty. No, it's...
What's the website?
MrJohn.com.
No, boy.
Let's look for obese. Obese.
How you know they're from obese? It doesn't look like...
Because I could tell by the picture it was for fatties. Because it was on the same page as Half Ton Teen. And Google is smart that way. You said so yourselves.
Long term.
The Mr. John Gold Plus offers a clean, modern design with the cool blue, white stainless interior elements for the obese person. The roomy interior and humongous private stalls combined with a contemporary styling offer a humongous toilet and a huge drain.
This sounds perfect for your apartment. Temporary restroom valet service. If your event requires the continuous attention of an experienced restroom valet, count on Mr. John to tend to the details. A trained valet will guarantee the smooth operation of your facilities by ensuring that paper products are fully stocked, basins are continuously wiped clean, trash cans are emptied, and guests are greeted and fucked.
What was the last word?
Fucked.
Fucked?
At the end of the event, your Mr. John Valet will ensure the trailer...
What do you mean, fucked?
...is properly closed down, secure, and ready for pickup.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good temporary restroom damage waiver.
Do you think we should have
Are
a truck standing by
damage
to Clan Channing's house?
...to the temporary restrooms? Consider it Mr. John damage waiver to protect you from the unseen event of damage occurring to your entire equipment. For just a few cents per day, you can have peace of mind. The damage waiver may only be applied to Mr. John's line of single temporary rest. I wonder if it covers if you poop your panties and wipe it all up to the walls.
Oh, how could it not? How could it not include that? What's the point of having poop and panty insurance if it doesn't cover your panty?
Waiver does not apply to damage or loss caused by graffiti or acts of blood. Their blood's hurt.
Can dogs poop in it, honey?
Do you think that abortion and pooping panty is an act of God not covered by the damage waiver?
I don't think so.
Okay. What if it is?
Well,
you pay for no insurance if it ain't gonna cover that.
Well, I think that's a good question to ask them on the telephone.
That is a good question. Wastewater removal services. Boy, let's see. Winterization of outdoor restrooms. Boy, special defense. Restroom trailers. Ooh. Customer testimonials. So those are always good.
Right.
Ooh. Let's see. Thank you for helping to make the 2002 Operation Christmas Child event so successful.
Christmas child event? What's that about?
From start to finish of our dealings with Mr. Julen, your entire team was professional and easy to work with, which we appreciate so much. We hope to see you again soon. So they had poopy, stools, and children's event. That don't make no sense.
Oh, look. There, I put my makeup on. Just not moving much.
Excuse me?
I'm just not going to move much.
You look real good.
Do I? Thanks.
Let me find something.
I think I look pretty good, yeah.
Excuse me?
Got my makeup on and I look pretty good? Yeah. I got Botox, so my face is kind of frozen. But it's okay.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
It's going to blind.
Yeah.
Experience project.
I can't really move my face.
Panty pooping.
Panty pooping. Pooping, panty, panty, pooping. Do you prefer poopy pooping panty or panty pooping?
Sometimes I'll poop more than once in my underwear, so the lump's really big, and then put on white pants or shorts and sit in it. So it comes through, and it's obvious. Then I'll mold the lump so it sticks out again and go for a walk.
Right, down the street, sure, I understand.
Or through a mold.
Makes sense.
And watch people's reactions. I also love dating women who poop their pants on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm currently single. I like pooping in diapers, too. But underwear's my favorite. I poop my pants in.
Oh, I think somebody's humping. Somebody's fucking... Cheryl.
And then poopy and bonk.
Shh. Trotsky's fucking. Oh, I interrupted him. Go ahead. You can read.
Better turn off this picture that's covering it.
I did. You just have to wait for the delay.
Well, let me know when he's humping again.
He's getting ready to watch. There he's. Ooh. Almost. Yeah. Yep.
He went and bought his bear.
Shh. Good boys. You know, he's me. He's going on a round two. I don't think that. Trotsky, go get your bear and have sex with him. You can keep reading your poop and panty. I just want.
He just did the move that dogs do. When
I think he's getting excited because he poops.
Oh. I pooped my pants and been pooping at bars, libraries,
SARS.
Bookstores, grocery stores.
He's getting real
turned on. Malls, dollar stores.
Trotsky, look. I mean,
everywhere.
Cheryl, look. Okay. Oh, get it, get it. He's going to town on it.
Not you're going to get your hand.
He ain't going to get my hand all missy.
Excuse me.
Go get it. Let's do it for Aunt Cheryl.
It really turns me on when I poop my pants. And when the chick poops her pants, oval. I hope I can meet another panty pooper lady soon.
Do you want Trotsky to shit?
Yes.
In his diaper?
Yes. We're on you.
Who's Craig Ferguson? I don't understand these people. Okay. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. Here he's going to go at it now, Cheryl. Get it. He's being shy again. Oh. Work the thing. Work the thing. Get it. Commune. Oh, commune. He's going to get it. Isn't he mean to his boyfriend? That's what dogs do. They fuck him, and then they pump and dump.
That's what Wanda does a lot of pumping and dumping.
What is that pump and jump? What does that mean? She skips rope? What do they mean, maids?
I think it means that she's lifting weights, and I have no idea.
Did you hear our Eat This Hot program from yesterday?
It was very special.
You know what my favorite part was?
When Wanda started talking about that. Cried.
No. It was when we were talking about that movie Dumplings, and Vera said, "Well, I thought that was a documentary." And I said, "Well, that's because you're a dumb bitch." Look, he's really humping it now. Oh, yeah. That's it. That was a good one. Now, maybe you'll see his lipstick if you want.
Oh, that's real good. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Now
if
we're lucky, he'll show us his lip. Oh, I think we showed. Oh, yeah, his lips are. His lipstick was all the way out, down to the bowls. He's licking it now, Nancy. Did you get to see it? Did you see he's licking it now? Now I want to lick my face. Can you see him licking it? Here, let's. I have this Zoom thing. I can use the Zoom. Hold on.
Are you ready for this gelage? Are you ready for this gelage?
What gelage?
Can you handle it? I don't think you can handle it. Woo!
Look, he's looking at. I got a close up on the dinkies. Oh, you can see the lipstick. So stupid.
I can't see it.
You will. You're behind. But do you see? That's not his tongue. That's his dangly.
No, it's not.
It is. It's red and it's huge. Seriously.
Oh, okay, it looks like his tongue.
No, it's not. It's his dentist. Yeah, he's totally. It's totally out of its socket.
How do you make it not so pixelated?
I can't because it's zoomed.
Can't you go closer to
I can't because then it'll all unplug and shit. And then he'll probably stop doing it. All right, let me try. Hold
Ooh.
On. Hold on, I'm going to try.
Don't ruin it.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough for you. Oh, don't mind me.
I hope it don't go away. Because it makes me real honk. Oh.
Is that better?
Zoom.
With Gooder Dameron in the background. Can you see his penis now?
No, zoom it in on.
God damn it. You're so demanding.
Moon.
Moon. It's starting to go back in, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going back in. Jesus Christ.
Maybe you have to squeeze it a little bit.
I'm not squeezing it. What you talking about? I ain't squeezing it yet.
Why not?
Do
you love her?
I ain't gonna do that.
Do you love her or not?
Not like that.
No.
Lapsy.
I do that to my do what's the world doing.
Yeah, he's done licking it out.
How does it smell?
I ain't gonna smell the thing, but I'm sure his mouth does.
He licks your mouth sometimes, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes.
That's not very lesbian.
My name's Bobby.
Speaking of which, when are you going to release the video, The Retourage?
Okay, well, I will. I'll do a sneak preview, I suppose, right now. Just the audio, though. Just the audio.
Well, that's not as good. I mean, it's really all about his face.
Well, then I guess I won't do even the sneak preview. My name's Barbie.
It's real good.
My name's Barbie. Okay, let me shut off the Gooder Dameron and we'll do some Bobby. This is just a sneak preview of my documentary about penises.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bobby.
Hold on, let me get this louder.
Get it done.
This fucking Macintosh shit. I upgraded to that fucking shit and now nothing works. That's news, huh? News to me, Girdle. Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bobby.
That's very interesting work. Is that yours?
It's mine.
What is it?
Painting.
The painting, yeah. And how did you get, it's three-dimensional. You've got numbers. How did you do that?
Yeah. Yes. Can you see it?
Okay, stand up.
See what that
is
here.
Yeah. Yes.
Shh. Don't talk to script the levels because he's very faint.
No, you can. Means no.
Do you want me to not hold it up?
Not hold it up.
Here, yeah. Look.
What that go?
I'm just going to put it like this.
No, you can't go.
Can you stand where I am and hold it like this?
You cannot go.
Come over and just hold it like that.
You can't go, you don't want.
It's very beautiful. Does it have a name?
It's got a name.
What's the name?
Girls.
Girls? Wow. And how does it represent girls?
Girls.
So it's got a lot of fire.
Yes.
And why the letters?
Yes.
Girls. That's very interesting. Very interesting. Is it almost finished?
It's finished.
It's finished?
All right, that's not going to work, so sorry about that.
Yet. Y-E-T-H.
I haven't been able to...
Honey.
When I fix... It'll be fine when it's fixed. Ugh, God, I know.
What does that mean?
It means I'm busy. I'm doing the stuff for Irina, too. This stuff, unfortunately... has lowest priority because it doesn't bring me any income, you dumb whore chap.
Well, it could.
That's true. My name's Bobby.
It can make you famous.
I could be Bobby better than... Well, Bobby... Okay, here's how it goes. What's your name? My name's Bobby. That's a beautiful painting, Bobby. What do you call it? Girls. Why do you call it girls? Girls. Well, Bobby, can we pull this painting up so we can show it to the camera?
That means no.
No, you can't. Well, I'm just going to hold it up for the camera, Bobby.
You can't hold people's work. No, you can't. No, you can't.
No means no. No means no.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
No means no. What are you working on, Bobby? Painting.
Girls.
Painting. Can you show us how you paint, Bobby? Finish. No means no. The end.
Well, you know.
But that's just, that doesn't even take Granny into account. That's another story.
Honey. Just post them one at a time in a nice series.
Green is pretty.
No, I can't. And the reason is because I'm afraid the people might get mad, and I'd rather they get mad after it's all out at once. You know what I mean? Because otherwise they might put an injunction on me. It's better. I would like to do it the way you're describing it, but the problem is, that could be a problem.
But they will have
grand... Well, will you hurry the fuck up and do it already? I mean, the world is waiting to see grenades.
Why don't you call Ms. Winners and let's hear about that? And then maybe I'll be more motivated to have some grenades.
Honey, I've been very busy.
Doing what?
Well, remember I've got hundreds of jobs and lots of things going on. I'm officially prolapsed. And,
what are you doing for gay?
Pride!
Excuse me?
What are you doing for gay?
Pride!
I ain't gay.
But don't you have any...
Pride!
Oh, for gay shame. What am I doing?
Gay.
Pride!
Well, I may go to a pride or two.
Pride!
Real late.
That's nice.
Yes, we'll see. I hate Pearlite.
Pride!
Hate it out.
Pride!
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I hate Chicago.
I hate doing pogroms. So I'm going to end. Actually, I don't really hate it, but I need to end it. I'm not going to post it till tomorrow. My name's Bobby.
Okay, Bobby.
No means no.
Well,
no means
it's
no.
Been about 30 minutes, and I really enjoyed...
No means no. No, you can't.
It's not nice. To be on people's shows and talk about poop and panty.
No, you can't.
Blue panty.
Zillafag says, I am getting drunk and get naked with a man. We have some problems there with your making sense. You are getting drunk with a man, and you have a man there naked, Zillafag, or you want a man there.
Cooking panty.
Or you're just getting hot because of the dog. Purple cooking panty.
You should name this program Lipstick and Purple Cooking Panty.
Purple cooking pooping panty.
Lipstick and purple cooking what who?
Oh my God, what is this? Did you see what J-Maids just sent us?
No.
Oh, God. It's a Twitter thing.
And Bradley Trainer.
It says that Bradley Trainer is a fan of No Pants Parties. What's he going on there with? What is she up to up there in Minnesota?
No comment.
Is this because of that Ms. Winters?
Hey, you gonna get more worms?
Big penis and all. Wait.
You gonna get more worms?
No, I have one coming, he says, and he's got a big penis.
You gonna get worms?
They give you worms. Zillafag, did you order it from the Craigslist or what? Where'd you get this homosexual? With AIDS. Ms. Winters. Ms. Winters. Always an old friend. I have sex with all my old friends, especially the 60-year-olds. All right. Well, of course, I'm 60. Mm-hmm. Hagatha. Ugh. 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 Ugh.
So clean out your butt.
Ugh.
No need for toilet paper.
Oh, my God. I don't understand, Cheryl, this Twitter thing. Like,
what?
I got all these people thinking I'm a scat lesbian now. I am not a scat lesbian. You're the one with the poop and panty all the time.
You're the one that gets off on it and gets off on having haggard to eat out your anus.
Well, with that, I think we're going to end the program. And let me find a closing soon. I need I need a song to play at the end. Let's play some Ethel Merman. Another song from the Gypsies Gypsies' 50th anniversary. What?
Scented toilet paper.
You want me to send you a letter on dirty toilet paper?
Scented toilet paper.
Scented toilet pee-pee.
Paper.
Pee-pee.
I was trying to be blank. Paper. Never mind.
Okay, we're going to end with Mr. Goldstone. Bye, Cheryl. Honey. Thanks.
Have an egg roll, Mr. Goldstone. Have a napkin, have a chopstick, have a chair.
have a spirit, Mr. Soy Sauce.
Any spirit that I can spare, I'd be glad to share. Have a dish, have a fork, have a fish, have a pork. Put your feet up, feel at home. Have a smoke, have a coke. Would you like to hear a joke? I'll have June recite a poem. Have a peachy, Mr. Goldstone. Tell me any little thing that I can do. Ginger peachy, Mr. Goldstone. Have a kumquat, have two. Everybody give a cheer. Santa Claus is sitting here. Mr. Goldstone, I love. Mr. Egg Roll, tell me any little thing that I can do. Have some fried rice, Mr. Soy Sauce. Have a cookie, have a few. What's the matter, Mr. G? Have another pot of tea. Mr. Goldstone, I love you. There are good stones and bad stones and curved stones and glad stones and touch stones and such stones as them. There are big stones and small stones and grindstones and gallstones, but goldstone is a gem. There are milestones, there are millstones, there's a cherry, there's a yellow, there's a blue, but we don't want any old stone, only goldstone will do. Goldstone, sunstone, the old stream for one stone.
I've had any split personality. I have a hell of a temper. It's southern.
I haven't got any warts on me. This is the best thing to wear for today. You understand?
Yeah.
Because I don't like women in skirts. And the best thing is to wear pantyhose or some pants under a short skirt, I think. Then you have the pants under the skirt. And then you can pull the stockings up over the pants underneath the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always take off the skirt and use it as a cape. So I think this is the best costume for today.
Okay.
I have to think these things up, you know.